From A Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life by Shantideva. Chapter 1. The Benefit of the Awakening Mind. Respectfully, I prostrate myself to the Sugatas who are endowed with the Dharmakaya, as well as to their noble sons and to all who are worthy of veneration. Here I shall explain how to engage in the vows of the Buddha's sons, the meaning of which I have condensed in accordance with the scriptures. There is nothing here that has not been explained before, and I have no skill in the art of rhetoric. Therefore, lacking any intention to benefit others, I write this in order to acquaint it to my mind. For due to acquaintance with what is wholesome, the force of my faith may for a short while increase because of these words. If, however, these words are seen by others, equal in fortune to myself, may it be meaningful for them. Leisure and endowment are very hard to find, and, since they accomplish what is meaningful for man, if I do not take advantage of them now, how will such a perfect opportunity come about again? Just as a flash of lightning on a dark, cloudy night, for an instant, brightly illuminates all. Likewise, in this world, through the might of Buddha, a wholesome thought rarely and briefly appears. Hence, virtue is perpetually feeble, the great strength of evil being extremely intense, and, except for a fully awakening mind, by what other virtue will it be overcome? All the Buddhas who have contemplated for many aeons have seen it to be beneficial. For by it, the limitless masses of beings will quickly attain the supreme state of bliss. Those who wish to destroy the many sorrows of their conditioned existence, those who wish all beings to experience a multitude of joys, and those who wish to experience much happiness should never forsake the awakening mind. The moment an awakening mind arises in those fettered and weak in the jail of cyclic existence, they will be named a son of the Sugatas and will be revered by both men and gods of the world. It is like the supreme gold-making elixir, for it transforms the unclean body we have taken into the priceless jewel of a Buddha form. Therefore, firmly seize this awakening mind. Since the limitless mind of the sole guide of the world has, upon thorough investigation, seen its preciousness, all beings wishing to be free from worldly abodes should firmly take hold of this precious awakening mind. All other virtues are like the plantain tree, for after bearing fruit they simply perish. But the perennial tree of the awakening mind unceasingly bears fruit, and thereby flourishes without end. Like entrusting myself to a brave man when greatly afraid, by entrusting myself to this awakening mind, I shall be swiftly liberated, even if I have committed extremely unbearable evils. Why, then, do the conscientious not devote themselves to this? Just like the fire at the end of an age, it instantly consumes all great evil. Its unfathomable advantages were taught to the disciple Suddhana by the wise Lord Maitreya. In brief, the awakening mind should be understood to be of two types, the mind that aspires to awaken and the mind that ventures to do so. As is understood by the distinction between aspiring to go and actually going, so the wise understand in turn the distinction between these two. Although great fruits occur in cyclic existence from the mind that aspires to awaken, an uninterrupted flow of merit does not ensue as it does with the venturing mind. And for him who has perfectly seized this mind with the thought never to turn away from totally liberating the infinite forms of life, from that time hence, even while asleep or unconcerned, a force of merit equal to the sky will perpetually ensue. for the sake of those inclined toward the lesser vehicle. This was logically asserted by the Tathagata himself in the sutra requested by Subahu. If even the thought to relieve living creatures of merely a headache is a beneficial intention endowed with infinite goodness, then what need is there to mention the wish to dispel their inconceivable misery, wishing every single one of them to realize boundless good qualities? Do even fathers and mothers have such a benevolent intention as this? Do the gods and sages? Does even Brahma have it? If those beings have never before even dreamt of such an attitude for their own sake, how would it ever arise for the sake of others? This intention to benefit all beings, which does not arise in others even for their own sake, is an extraordinary jewel of the mind, and its birth is an unprecedented wonder. How can I fathom the depths of the goodness of this jewel of the mind, the panacea that relieves the world of pain and is the source of all its joy? If merely a benevolent intention excels venerating the Buddhas, then what need to mention striving to make all beings without exception happy? Although wishing to be rid of misery, they run toward misery itself. Although wishing to have happiness, like an enemy, they ignorantly destroy it. For those who are deprived of happiness and burdened with many sorrows, it satisfies them with all joys, dispels all suffering, and clears away confusion. Where is there a comparable virtue? Where is there even such a friend? Where is there merit similar to this? If whoever repays a kind deed is worthy of some praise, then what need to mention the bodhisattva who does good without its being asked of him? The world honors as virtuous a man who sometimes gives a little plain food disrespectfully to a few beings that satisfies them for only half a day. What need be said then of one who eternally bestows the peerless bliss of the Sugatas upon limitless numbers of beings, thereby fulfilling all their hopes? The Buddha has said that whoever bears an evil thought against a benefactor, such as that bodhisattva, will remain in hell for as many aeons as there were evil thoughts. But if a virtuous attitude should arise in that regard, its fruits will multiply far more than that. When bodhisattvas suffer greatly, they generate no negativity. Instead, their virtues naturally increase. I bow down to the body of him in whom the sacred precious mind is born. I seek refuge in that source of joy who brings happiness even to those who harm him.